This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With the acknowledgement that any given political season will conjure up its own set of issues that everybody loves to bash, the global trading system does seem to have come in for a good bit of criticism this time around. The Democrats on the ballot aren't wild about free trade. The GOP candidates and the likely nominee specifically, ditto with a bullet. Luckily for us, we've got a reporter who lives and breathes international trade. Tracy Samuelson is her name. So we asked her to unpack how we got here.
This debate about raising tariffs, the potential for trade wars, it's not remotely new. And there's this kind of classic case study that always comes up.
This is a picture of Mr. Smoot and Mr. Hawley. They look like pretty good fellas.
Back in 1993, Vice President Al Gore and Ross Perot talked tariffs while debating the merits of NAFTA. Gore pulled out this framed black and white picture of Senator Reed Smoot and Representative Willis Hawley to give to Perot, evoking them as a cautionary tale.
They raised tariffs, and it was one of the principal causes, many economists say the principal cause, of the Great Depression.
Now, that's not quite right, says Douglas Irwin, an econ professor at Dartmouth College. But he says the Smoot-Hawley tariffs did worsen the Great Depression and slow recovery from it. Because when Congress raised tariffs in 1930, other countries returned the favor.
To the extent that other countries imposed barriers against our exports, you'd have fewer sales, you might have to lay off some workers, and it wasn't good for those who are selling to foreign markets.
Import tariffs also made buying foreign goods more expensive for U.S. consumers, a big reason to be wary of a trade war.
I think it's playing with fire because you don't know how the other country is going to react.
Irwin says we don't really see full-on trade wars anymore.
But we see little trade wars. Sometimes we see skirmishes. Sometimes we see battles.
Countries are increasingly trying to tilt the playing field in favor of their domestic producers, says Simon Evenet, a professor of economics at the University of St. Gallen in Switzerland. He tracks protectionist measures and says we've seen a big uptick in 2015, early 2016.
Most of the action is actually on promoting exports rather than restricting imports.
Evenet says these programs can actually make stuff cheaper for consumers who buy foreign goods from companies subsidized by those foreign governments.
But of course, it's the import competing firms who face those rivals who suffer.
Given a level playing field, we can compete with anybody.
That's Leo Girard. He's the international president of United Steelworkers.
Our problem is that we're being asked to compete with countries that don't play by the rules.
So as a union guy, Girard's take on trade wars is a bit different from the academics.
We are in a trade war. We just haven't been fighting back. So what we need is stronger trade laws. We need to modernize our trade laws, and we need to enforce them so that the trading countries that we trade with will have a level playing field.
He says levying big tariffs on imports doesn't solve the problem. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.